In every action anime, there's always this old character that is still kick ass. You understand? Characters that are old and wild. Welcome to today's episode of Black Whip Podcast. And today we'll be looking at some of those anime characters. Where we say they look old, but if they should remove their shirt. And I'm sure maybe you have a few characters in mind. You know some of them. And you know most of them, they have white hair. Their eyes are not too clear like that. You can't see them. Then all of a sudden, they are jacked. So those are the character or the characters we'll be looking at in today's episode. But before then, I watched a few animes this past week. I watched Chainsaw Man. I finished watching Chainsaw Man. I also watched My Hero Academia. I just started watching Violet Evergarden. And I'm just getting into the anime. Violet Evergarden, I'm just in episode 1, Seth. In short, even the episode 1, I never even go far. I started watching it. Then, and I said, let me do something else. And since then, I don't skip. Make I go continue. But I'll get back to it because, yeah, it's on my watch list. I'll watch it self after recording this pod. So, yeah, Violet Evergarden, then Chainsaw Man. For Chainsaw Man, let me say the show in general. I liked the animation. I liked the bloody scenes. Like, they do and where it was bloody. Especially one particular scene like that with person when they do something. I don't want to spoil it for you. That scene where they were squeezing something and, well, it was bloody and brutal. I liked it. When it comes to the story, I think the story is, it's just like a normal, you know, zero to hero story. The guy been there, slums before, you know, all those kind of things. Then he has found a place and he's trying to, you get. So that's just the main thing. Then there is the Gun Devil. Yeah, I'm really excited to see the Gun Devil. I want to see what that character can do. Like, Gun Devil, he killed how many people in seconds. So I want to see how that devil is and how they'll fight against it. Because the Gun Devil is the big bad. So I'm looking forward to that one. So that was Chainsaw Man. It had great fight scenes, animations, and music too. Yeah, I really liked the background music. Even the power system, like the visuals of it, how they use their powers, the kind of powers they have, all those kind of stuff like that. Makes sense. But at some point, I kind of felt as if I was watching Jujutsu Kaisen, but not Jujutsu Kaisen. Those of us who have seen both shows will kind of understand what I'm talking about. So yeah, and which other show again? Assassination Classroom. So yeah, when I already followed the show now, you know I said I still watch Assassination Classroom. I stopped at episode 14. But I resumed yesterday and I'm back to Assassination Classroom. I want to just round up the show a bit. It don't 2K. Like, I think this is the third time I'm watching Assassination Classroom. The first time I picked it up, that was like way back in 2016. I watched it to like episode 6 or something like that. Then I stopped. I started again, watched to like episode 11. I stopped. Now again, I watched like episode 14. And I went on almost 2 months break. So, yeah, I hope this time around I'll just finish the show. I beg, man, no serious. I don't finish with Assassination Classroom. So let's look at our old characters. And we are sourcing this content today from Facebook. The heading is Old But Wild. Then you can see their pictures. All these old men looking badass. So, without wasting much time, some of them, they look very familiar. Some of them, we know them. Some of them, we don't know them. But one thing we can agree is all the old men in anime, they have certain resemblance. So coming down to how many of them have I listed here? I don't know. But let's just count down from the first one we are seeing here. Maybe as we count down, we'll get to know how many. The first old character here is Silver Fang from One Punch Man. So if you've watched One Punch Man, now you know Silver Fang. Silver Fang is. Now, when I saw Silver Fang in One Punch Man, I was like, yeah, this guy goes strong. You know, those kind of characters, they dress like that. He looks like a retired ninja. And I'm not wrong, though. If you see Silver Fang, especially this season two, I just passed off One Punch Man when he fought with Garou. What are you saying? The guy is good. Like, if I were to have a sensei in One Punch Man, if I were to pick a character that I would like to fight, like, it will either be this guy, this Silver Fang, or Garou. Like, I like the fighting style. Well, you know, go sad to get power like Saitama. Like, I can't even imagine if I were to be as strong as Saitama. No wonder the character there has seen there like that. Like, I know nobody. Nobody, if he beats me. Do you know how you will feel? I'll just sit down and, like, I know say nothing they solve. And so, yeah, I like Silver Fang. Silver Fang is definitely a character I will applaud. And 292 likes, yeah, for Silver Fang. Yes. Coming down to the next character here. By the way, let me just quickly count themself before I go for Amaka. I know how many them be. So we'll start counting from Silver Fang. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, there are 15 of them. So we are going through 15 old anime characters. Old but wild. So the next one here is from a show that I really should be watching. But the show long, and this show, if I don't watch, I mean, I want get like world TV, very big screen. Sure, man, don't talk too much. The show is Bleach, and the character is Genyusai Yamamoto. Also looks old with the white beard and he's bald. I can see him wielding fire. I don't know if this is a fire character, but he looks like, I don't know, hero, villain. Let me say villain. He looks like a villain kind of character. But sure, most wanting with these old characters, mostly they'll be villain. Wanting again with that. So like a good number of them, no be villains then. So, yeah, this Gerensuya, I know to know like that well, but apparently didn't get 300 likes, so he passed Silver Fang with likes. Maybe in Sabi they do be that. Coming down to the next character here, this is from Jujutsu Kaisen, and it is this Yoshinbu Gaku Ganji. The guy with the used guitar. So I think, how was his power, Seth? I think he used the guitar to amplify the, was it to amplify the sound or how he take the dance? I don't forget. But yeah, the guy just the, like, he looks threatening, but I never see him do anything insane, because even Gojo self, Gojo knew they too fear the guy. Well, sure, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this guy, sure. Maybe I'll need to watch more Jujutsu Kaisen to know what to say about him. But yeah, he made it to the list. He's an anime old but wild fighter. He has 200 likes. 200 likes for Yoshinobu. Coming down to the next character. Oh, just seeing this character, I want to give thanks. If you watch anime very well, you know the character I'm referring to. Like, just seeing this character, I'm full of gratitude. This is Netero from Hunter Hunter. My favorite scene with this character was that his training scene. Like the music, everything. When he was giving those, is it 1,000 punches of appreciation, or what was he doing inside snow? It was that particular scene. In short, I would watch that scene after recording this episode. I would watch it. It was just so cool, calming, and I feel like I wish, say, I could feel that kind of thing. Like, I wish I could be in a setting like that and have the mindset and the willingness to do something like that. To so like just be inside snow, performing my 1,000 punches of gratitude. Man, that's awesome. I really like this character, Netero from One Punch Man. And I also liked his fight scene with Meruem. Man, that was godly. So I really love this character, and he has over 326 likes, yeah. So that's Netero, correct guy from Hunter Hunter. So the next character I have here is White Beard from One Piece. So yes, a show that I should also be watching. And yeah, this White Beard just deal. I don't know. Yeah, his own mustache is going upwards. He has a few scars on his body and he looks jacked. So I'm sure he's a badass, but I don't know much about him until I watch One Piece. And the guy gets 286 likes. So yeah, let me open comments and see what people are saying about him. The One Piece is real. White beard, but he has a mustache. Right. I don't really see anything here. No better comment. So the next character we have here is from Dragon Ball Super, and this is Master Roshi. So Dragon Ball being an old anime, I will assume this is one of the oldest of the old men in anime. Master Roshi, I don't know much about him, but people like him get 371 likes here. So yeah, that's Master Roshi. Correct guy. I don't know him much, but I know, see, I just get the feeling he's not a correct guy. Maybe it's because of the shades I'm seeing him wearing here. The next one we have here, the next character, this one is very powerful. This one is very, very powerful. This is Hagoromo Otsutsuki from Naruto Shippuden. So if you've watched Naruto Shippuden, you'll know this character is. He has everything. The Sharingan, inge everything, jutsu, chakra, all. Very strong guy. Half alien, half human. So yeah, Hagoromo Otsutsuki, very powerful guy from Naruto. If you want to know more about him, go and watch Naruto. And he has 438 likes. That's good. I think that's the highest so far. Well, maybe not a strong person, all these characters, so I don't mention here. But yeah, that's Hagoromo Otsutsuki, a strong and terrifying character. The next character we have here is from One Piece again. This is Silver Relic. That's how they pronounce him, right? Silver Relic. And yeah, he has a unique mustache. I've never seen someone give his mustache this kind of, style. But yeah, he looks like, all those kind of old characters where they go get joy if they see the one training you. They don't mind to beat you, break your bones. He looks like one of those old characters. And he's from One Piece with 264 likes. I don't know much about him, but maybe by the time I start watching One Piece, I will get a lot to talk about him. The next character we have here is a character that I like. This is from My Hero Academia, Gran Torino, a short jet-like character that can move from place. He can hop up and down. His height reduced. I don't know what's up with that too. But as the guy come old for My Hero Academia, come the short. If you see the flashback scenes with Nana Shimura, he was looking tall, stronger and bolder, but the guy come old. Yes, he has 230 likes and he's a badass. The next character we have here is Makarov Driya from Fairy Tail. So this character looks like Onoki. If you know Onoki from Naruto, they resemble well, well. And this guy to get the same, you want to like the same hand signs, even the hair itself. And it'd be like same manner head styling they use or something like that. So yeah, I don't know much about this character because up to now I've not seen Fairy Tail, but I'm looking forward to the day I'll watch Fairy Tail. This character has 226 likes and yeah, they look badass. The next character here is personally one of my favorites. This is Xenozoldic from Hunter Hunter. The entire Zoldic family, I like them. I did tell you everybody, the grandpa, the papa, the brother, Illumi, all, even the dog Mickey, all. I'm a huge fan of the Zoldic family and I'm excited to see Xeno on this list. Now complete badass. I like the guy. I like the guy. Now he'll be the grandpa of assassination. And he has 271 likes. And yes, Death, we should make it on this list. Him and Netero. The next character we have here, this is Zeus from Record of Ragnarok. Now, this anime, I've been seeing it a lot. I've been doing some research online now, searching for anime to watch. And I've been seeing Record of Ragnarok. Maybe I will watch him. Okay, good in my watch list. And I've been seeing this character too. Character looks strong and jacked. This one, it'd be like another version of Zeus. I don't know what this character can do. Maybe this one, now lightning bolt too, but I never know yet. Maybe till I watch the show now, I'll see what this one will do. Well, he looks terrifyingly strong and badass. He has 179 likes. The next one we have here. This is Kishibe from Chainsaw Man. So I just finished watching Chainsaw Man and I saw this guy and I didn't do some kind training like that, all this stuff. When Sha in not too old now to date this list. Like if you get old characters, no go consider this one to be among the old characters who's supposed to date this list. But apparently he's on the list and he has 196 likes. He's a strong old character. The next character on the list is Henry Henderson from Spy Family. And this character looks like, the generic cartoon old character with white hair. We resemble like all those butler kind of characters. So this guy resembles. He's from Spy Family. Spy Family is an anime too that I would like to watch. In short, it could be my to watch, my soon to watch list. I think watch list now just differentiate them. There's watch list anime where I will watch. There's one with anime where I will soon watch. It should be on my soon to watch list. So I want to watch Spy Family, and maybe by the time I watch the show, I'll see what this guy can do. The next one here, which is the last character. The last strong old anime character. This is Leonard Bones from Fire Force. So Fire Force, I don't really watch like one or two episodes. And that was like how many years back, say? Like 2018, no. Yeah. I'm sure I'll find time to watch it again. And by the time I watch it, I'll see what Leonard Bones can do. Leonard Bones doesn't look that old to me. Or maybe if I watch the show, I will see, say, the guy old. Maybe they will talk to a guy they like 300 years old or something. So those are the old anime characters of this list today. I'm sure there are some anime characters, a lot, that could have made it to this list, but they are not here. Like I even mentioned Onoki now. Onoki is supposed to be here in Nodi. And which other one? They are Jiraiya, all Nodi, yet. So what? At least we've mentioned some cool characters here, like Netero, Zoldyck, and Leonard Bones, Dende. So Silver Fang, yes, in mind the. So those are the old characters of the list. If there's anyone that you know that you would have loved to hear me mention, but the character is not here, just leave a comment, and yeah, I'll be sure to mention them. Don't forget to follow the page on Instagram, also on Facebook, and send me your suggestions. Don't forget to also share the podcast and leave your reviews. So till the next episode of Black Whip Podcast, see you guys later.